Hello, everybody. Wednesday, November 16th, 2022. Going heavy. This is probably going to be just a beloved day by most people. Your friend and mine, the deadlift, five heavy triples. Last time we did this exact rep scheme was on September 22nd, 2021. If you haven't already, please watch the video attached to today's training entitled How to Approach Heavy Days. It covers warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, and more. It's Linchpin Conversations number 113. It's attached in a video format, but if you would prefer audio only, you can find it in podcast on iTunes and Spotify, so you can check that out. Needed to go heavy, needed to pull from the ground, needed a dedicated heavy day. We respect the heavy days at Linchpin. That's why people get so darn strong. Linchpin confuses people initially because they may be lifting what seems less than they previously have. And then it seems, I'm not sure, I'm gonna lose all my strength. And then they trust the process for a bit, and all of a sudden they get stronger because intensity drives results. And if you're smashing too much into a session, you're not approaching everything with intensity. So today, you're just gonna do a good warm-up, and you're gonna pour your heart and soul into this lift, and guess what? You're gonna benefit from doing it. It's going to pay off. Now let's look back at two things primarily. Heavy days, and pulling from the ground, because that's what it's all about today. So, yesterday, Tuesday, didn't go heavy, didn't pull from the ground. Monday, didn't go heavy, didn't pull from the ground. So, also, we're not going below parallel today. Again, it's just a pull from the ground. So it plays very nicely based upon where we've been. And if we look back last week, we did go heavy, but we went heavy below parallel with a front squat. Now we're going heavy, pulling from the ground, not going below parallel. Last week, we did hinge at the hip. We did have some deadlifts from the ground, but it was quite different than five heavy triples. It was a 155 or 105 pound barbell on DT, five sets of 12 deadlifts per round. So again, and you can look back previous to that, and there's this nice symphony that occurs as to, there's a breadcrumb trail if you'd like to follow it, and it leads you to why we're doing 5x3 today. So great day, take the rest that you need, stay safe, enjoy the day. Heavy is a relative thing. You have a previous PR, that's great. If you beat it, fantastic. If you don't, whoop-de-doo. Because the goal today is to lift heavy. And heavy is whatever heavy feels like today, based upon where you are, how you slept last night, and 105 other factors that are different than the last time you pulled a heavy deadlift. So just listen to your body, be smart, put on some good tunes, and have a blast. For the wildcard option, in case you would, so a deadlift is pulling from the ground, hinging at the hip, slow hip opening. If you'd like most of those things, but then also a fast hip opening, we've got the power clean for the wildcard option, five sets of three. And something as simple as that switch from doing five triples in the deadlift to five triples in the power clean can be just that little bit of variance that if maybe you feel like your deadlift needs a bit of a spark, that can be a little something to help it. Scaled option, 5x3 deadlift as well, because on a heavy day like today, the scaling for darn near anybody is relatively simple. Just keep lowering the weight until it's appropriate for them. And I could bring in my grandmother or something and have her do a 5x3 deadlift today. She might just use a PVC pipe or an empty barbell, so we could really meet anyone where they are. Limited equipment crew, never shortchanged with the dumbbells. And as I always say, even if you have a barbell, every now and then you might want to give the limited equipment option a spin for variance sake. It'll get you outside your comfort zone, it'll expand your horizons, and it does drive the needle forward. So enjoy the heavy day. For most of us, it is a rest day tomorrow. I encourage you to take it, and I'll see you back here on Friday.